Hello, loves. As a bonus, I guess it's not really a bonus. Someone requested that I share, or rather their question was, what is the cringiest sort of DMs you've ever gotten? Because I know that sometimes the female voices, we kind of share and we talk about it, but we don't put it out there a whole lot. We don't want to dox anybody or make anybody feel bad. Because we deal with a wide variety of kinks, from very vanilla to like very extreme and dark. So how are we to judge somebody that sends a DM that's quote unquote cringy? But I think what cracks me up, is I will share some DMs. I've held on to some that just, they don't make me cringe. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not being judgmental on anybody. They just make me laugh because usually they have zero preamble. It's usually a follower or a new listener that literally I've had zero contact with, and it makes me laugh that they're just like so bold. Some of these are in comments and some of these are in DMs. So, but just enjoy it for what it's worth. And for fun, I'm going to say them in nice, sultry tones because I imagine that they are turned on and they want to communicate how turned on they are. So if these are one of your DMs, don't think that I'm judging you or that I'm being mean or anything. I just think that these are just silly messages that, you know, I've been there. We all say some pretty provocative things when we've been there. So it just makes me giggle because it's like the first message, you know. It kind of reminds me when you're on Tinder or something like that and you get a match and it's like, you got a match. And then 5 minutes later, you get a message that says something like, hey, baby, you want some fuck? Like, it's like, whoa, you didn't even say hello, bro. So it's kind of like that. It's all good. I'm not hating on anybody. We've all been there where we're just like, whatevs, you know, I'm just going to cast my line out there. So here we go. Message one. How bad do you want to suck this dick? Message two. Want your moans to be heard? Up for some sexting? PM me ASAP. Message three. Actually, this is messages over a 24-hour period. So, did you like my audio I sent you? I hope you did naughty things while listening to me. And then this is about 12 hours later. Do you want to talk on Instagram? Winky face. And this is about 9 hours later. Hi. Here's an exchange I had a little while ago. Do you like dick pics? They're okay. You want mine? Not really. I'm kind of at work right now. Okay. I forgot what number we're on, so I'm just going to say next message. Your latest audio was amazing. Contemplating whether or not to run to the bathroom at work. Yikes. Next message. Woke up this morning to your latest ramble fap. Thanks for sharing. It made my cock so hard. However, I'm going to relive your session in bed tonight. I know where my cock will be tonight. Here's another one. I've impregnated two women, and it is the sexiest thing on the planet to come in someone with both of you knowing and wanting to get knocked up. If you ever want to chat, text, or audio, I'd love to. You have a great voice, and I've been told that I'm pretty good over the phone and audio chat. Happy fucking. Here's a simple one. Hey there, dream girl. Care to watch me come to your voice? And then there's a link. This one. Ugh, in all caps. I know the desire to breed. It's all I crave, pumping a woman full, knowing the likelihood of my potent seed to take root. It gets me so hard. This is actually just part of a message that when I read it, I had to laugh just because the way it's worded. It's just funny to me. So basically, they were telling me about a sexual fantasy that they had. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, I was just listening along and stuff. And then they just really needed to reiterate their fantasy. So they literally said, here's the message. Well, I'm glad you think so, but I just wanted to really reiterate the main focus of my fantasy. The idea is that I'm being raped, but I secretly kind of want it. And you're edging me to prolong the experience until you can come, but I'm not allowed to come. Oh, here's a nice one. So the subject of this PM said, OMG, yes, pussy breeder. That's what it said. And then here we go. We have got, here's what the person said. I need to breed your fertile cunt with my married cum. I'd love to put on a show for you and pump a heavy load of cum out for you as I scream your name so you know it was me. Below are some samples. I can verify on Kick. And then there's like three or four links. And the last one I'm going to do, because it was a wholesome one, if not a little crass. And I've passed the 5 minutes. So this person said, you see, why I like your subreddit is I have porn for my meat. And then there's also porn for my soul. Okay, loves, I hope you enjoyed it.